السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر، إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. وقال الله تعالى، حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أول ما يحاسب العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة، فإن صلحت صلح سائر عمله، وإن فسدت فسد سائر عمله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من فاتته صلاة فكأنما وتر أهله وماله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today, alhamdulillah, is first of Sha'ban. And very soon, we are going to witness the holy month of Ramadan, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prepare this holy month mentally 2 months ahead. When he used to sight the moon of Rajab, the crescent of Rajab, he used to make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, give barakah and blessing in our lives during the holy month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And let us be alive during the month of Ramadan. Extend our lives till the month of Ramadan so we can benefit maximum every moment of the holy month of Ramadan. And then physically, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prepare a month ahead. As we know, the whole month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, the Sha'ban is my month, is my special month, is my beloved month. I take care of my beloved month of Sha'ban. Like person have 3, 4, 5 children, but one becomes his pet. He get more attention. He is pampered more than compared to others. His all needs and demands has been fulfilled by the parent because he is a special one. He is pet. So likewise, amongst all 12 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pamper and take care of this holy month of Sha'ban. Beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, said that I haven't noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observe and fast so many days other than the month of Sha'ban. Sometimes he used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. So Osama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a mutabanna, adopted child, son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You stay with him all the time. He also says that I used to observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fasting so many days in month of Sha'ban, although it is not farz. So he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this month of Sha'ban is not compulsory fasting. It is only month of Ramadan. Why are you fasting so many days in this month? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied something to this effect, that, O Usama, this is the month between Rajab and Ramadan that most of the people are unmindful of, neglectful about. They do give honor to Rajab because the Laylatul, you know, Mi'raj took place. And then holy month of Ramadan, everybody respect and pay attention towards it. But in between these 2 months, this month of Shaban, people are not so many, you know, giving attention towards it. They are not worrying and taking care of this month of Shaban. This is why I want to emphasize this month. It should not be neglected. It should not be passed by just like in ordinary days. And then one of the reasons he gave, that during this month of Shaban, the annual a'mal and actions and deeds of the people are, you know, taken to the heaven in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I wish when my a'mal has been presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in a state of fasting. When angels take my a'mal in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they bear witness, O Allah, we brought the a'mal of your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was fasting. Look at the enthusiasm, look at the zeal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, just imagine whose a'mal, whose actions can be better and more than the actions and ibadat and du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet here this eagerness that when my a'mal should be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in state of fasting. That's why I fast during this month of Shaban. My brothers, as I mentioned before also, there is no specific day during the month of Shaban that in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized about it. Brother, can you, this one sister is going, she doesn't know where to go. Can you just please, quickly. She's going towards her car. She went upstairs and then came down. Assalamu alaikum. So, this annual a'mal in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, This, as I said, there's no specific day mentioned in the hadith that you should fast during that particular day. Even the 15th of Shaban is not mentioned that you only fast on that particular day. Yes, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you must fast as many days you like, from the day one, from the 1st of Shaban till the 27th of Shaban. All these days you should fast as many Allah Ta'ala can give you tawfiq. If you cannot make that many days fasting, we should, in during the month of Shaban, we should fast every Monday, every Thursday. So twice a week if you fast, in 4 weeks you will have like 8 days of fasting. And that will be sufficient to practice and get ready for the month of Ramadan. Or if you cannot make the 8 days of fasting, which is sunnah, every month we should fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to fast. So during the month of Shaban also, we should try to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. If you cannot do this, at least 3 days, Ayyam al-Bid, 13, 14 and 15th of Shaban. So if you fast from 13, 14 and 15th, automatically you will be fasting then after, you know, Laylatul Bara'at, next day will be 15th of Shaban. So you already fasted 2 days before that. So it will be included like 3 days of regular fasting of every month, Ayyamul Bidh. We should try to practice on these days. The reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that physically, mentally, we should be prepared for the month of Ramadan. So when our body is prepared and is ready, and you know, it becomes easy, it becomes a habit to stay hungry and thirsty for a whole day because we were fasting so many days during the month of Shaban. So when Ramadan comes, it becomes easy. Another reason, scientifically, doctors are saying that if you stay hungry in the beginning, you know, some kind of acid comes out from our body, and it makes a person drowsy and make a person angry and headache and so many, because it, you know, the acid is coming out from the body. So it takes about 3-4 days to settle down in the blood. So that's why in the beginning few days becomes very hard for people to fast, because the whole year is not fasting. But after few days it becomes habit, and rest of the days becomes easy to fast, because now it is in the system. It is, you know, our body is used to staying hungry and thirsty for a long period. So if you fast few days during the month of Shaaban, so your body already will be in that system, and that all that, you know, that acid and whatever, you know, is producing, it goes out and settles down in our blood and system. Then when the Ramadan starts, we don't feel bad. We are already in the system, and it becomes easy for us to fast. There are so many benefits, my brothers and sisters, fasting during the month of Shaaban, physically, mentally, spiritually. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, that we should settle down and make the schedule from the month of Shaaban. That, oh, Shaaban is coming, like if we, wedding and all the events, we are so many months ahead, we prepare for everything. We should not miss out anything on the on. So we prepare beforehand. So likewise, the month of Ramadan is so important month. We should prepare, we should schedule our time. This is the Ramadan is coming. I have to get off from the job. I have to do this. And if during the month of, you know, the whole year, we did not pay zakat, for example, last Ramadan. So this is still time for us before Ramadan starts. We should pay off our zakat, which was left, you know, we did not pay due from last year. Or during the last Ramadan, if you miss some days of fasting because of the illness, because of the traveling, because of Shari'i Uzr. So before Ramadan starts, we should, you know, make it out all this qaza fasting in the month of Shaaban. We can do that also during the month of Shaaban. Whatever qaza left over in Ramadan, last Ramadan, we can make it work. And, you know, you should try to make the habit of reciting the Holy Quran in the month of Shaaban, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So we becomes habit that when the Ramadan comes, then inshallah, at least we should try to complete one whole Quran, because the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So these are the some tips to get ready for the holy month of Ramadan. So we should not miss out any moment, any minute during the month of Ramadan. We should prepare mentally and physically. We should sacrifice some time. We should come early home and we should spend some time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, my brothers, that we should try to come to the masjid, because salatu with jama'ah is very important for the men folk. Women folk can stay home and they can pray, but for the men folk, masajid are built for the salat. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized that we should have the masjid? Innama ya'mur masajid Allah man aamana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakat. You know, this is the reason why masajid are. And look at all the ahkam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed through Jibreel alayhi salam in this world. The ahkam of hajj, ahkam of siyam, ahkam of zakat, ahkam of marital life, you know, inheritance, all ahkamat, all the sharia, rules and regulations has been revealed through Jibreel alayhi salam in this world. But only one hukm, one command, which is the fardiyat of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heaven. And as a special gift in front of the arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this, the gift of salah. Allah wants to show the importance of the salah. And all the makhlukat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are making some kind of the ritual of the salah. Like they say, like mountains are standing in the position. The trees are in the standing position. You know, all the animals, they are in the ruku, position of the ruku. Mountains are in the position of tashahud. So all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had some form of the ibadah. And here, and it comes in the riwayat that some of the angels in the heaven, they are always in standing position. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, they are just standing and making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are millions of the angels are in the position of ruku. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, they are in the ruku and making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are millions of angels in heaven who are in the form of sujood. Since they are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remain in sujood all the time and make tasbih and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively made the salah, two rakat of salah, and granted us. In this salah, there is the qiyam, there is the qirat, there is the ruku, there is the sujood, collectively. Another dimension, Bunyal Islam ala khamsin, shahadati Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah wa iqam salah wa ita zakah wa sawmi ramadan wa hajjul bayt wa nisata ili sabila aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Five arkans, as we know. In salah, if you ponder, you will find all these five arkans. Obviously, who is going to pray salah? Who has the iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In every posture we are saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the sign of iman. And then this is the sign of siyam also in salat. What is the definition of siyam? That while you are fasting, you are not allowed to eat and drink or enjoy your life with your wife. These are the three prohibitions during the Ramadan, during the fasting period, isn't it? So while you are standing and making niyyah, you cannot eat, you cannot drink, and you cannot enjoy with your wife while you are praying salah. Forbidden, right? So some portion of the siyam you will find in the salah. Zakat, likewise. Zakat is like giving the charity or donation or helping the others. Or why the zakat is? To purify the rest of the wealth. If you take out the zakat, rest of the wealth is been purified and clean. So if you pray the salat, your sins are forgiven. And you purify from the beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins. So you'll find the zakat. Hajj people go, you know, and then they make the tawaf of Ka'batullah, do the sa'i, between Safa and Marwa, and all these virtues and rituals of the Hajj. What? Why? So you have connection with Almighty Allah, with your connection with your Khaliq. Likewise, during the Salat, every posture you are saying Allahu Akbar. There you are saying Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Here you are repeating the word of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Takbir. So you will find some form of all the arkan in the Salat. And so beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this gift of salah, my brothers, only to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous ummah never had five times salah. They had only two salah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam has mentioned, we know the incident of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah met him on the sixth heaven, he said, go back, 50 salat a day. My ummah could not pray two salah. That was only Farad and Asr, Fajr and Asr. All the prophets came in this world, their ummah used to pray only two salah, Fajr salah and Asr salah. And they too, in their salah, ulama said there was no ruku, only qiyam, there was no qirat. Because all the previous ummah could not memorize their books. There was no hafiz of Torah, hafiz of Injil, hafiz of Zabur. Only Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, they were hafiz of Torah, but the ummah, they could not memorize any verse of Torah or Injil or Zabur. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this ability. Our 7, 8 years, 10 years boy is memorizing the whole Quran. So in their salah, there was no qirat. It was only tasbih, certain words of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's it, that's all that their salat used to be regarded as. All the previous ummah never had masajid. This beauty of praying salat collectively with the jama'ah, with the congregation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only granted to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous Ummah used to pray Salat alone by themselves. There was no Jama'ah. There was no Azan for the previous Ummah. The gift of Azan also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only granted to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First Muazzin of Islam was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. When Salat became Farz, next day Hazrat Jibreel salam came, and you see that incident of dream, Rasulullah said, how you can call the people for the Salat, and different opinions. Then when Sahabi see in the dream that this is the words was repeated in his dream, he came next morning to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah liked these words of the Azan, and he said, please you teach to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. So he taught whatever he saw in the dream, he taught to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Then he became official Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Rasulullah said, all the Muazzinin will have long, neck, and they will be recognized among the gathering. Or these were the Muazzin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. And first person will enter with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise will be Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, holding the rope of his canvas. So this dignity, this honor has been granted to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala because of the Azan. So Azan also, there's such a special gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only granted to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous Ummah never used to have Azan. So many benefits, my brother, so many virtues and so many honors and dignities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who does not pray Salat, he has no portion in Islam. The differentiation between kufr and shirk is only praying Salat. So those Muslims who are regard themselves Muslims, but they are unmindful about Salat, daily Salat, they must think in which category they are falling in. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets so mad that I wish I can command my youngster to gather the firewood and I go out and burn those houses in which the people are praying Salat and they are not coming to the masjid. Bin Rahmatulil Alameen, in the matter of Taif, when people pelted him, he did not raise his hand and curse upon them. He has the mercy for everyone. But in this regard of the Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got so mad and angry that he said, I want to burn them alive in their houses. Those who are praying home, they are praying Salat at home. I want to burn them. Why they are not coming to the masjid and praying Salat with the Jamaat? And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person is missing one Salat, man fatatu salatun faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu, aw kama qal sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you miss one Salat, such a great loss that he lost everything of this world. All his relatives, all his children, wives, everything, all the wealth, house, everything is lost. And standing single alone, like flood or tsunami comes and the person lose everything in a minute. This is how the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given for that person who missed one Salat. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is important to pray Salat. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسُبُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ فَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ حُكْمَ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. A first question on the Yawm al-Qiyamah will be with regard to your Salah. How you prayed your Salah? You were punctual or not? And if that is deficiency in the Salat, rest of the Amal will be overlooked, will be disregarded. First Hisab will be with regard to the Salat. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so punctual about Salah. There is no excuse. For the Siyam, there is an excuse. During the month of Ramadan, if a person gets sick or is traveling, he cannot fast. He can fast later on after Ramadan when he return back or he get cured. Likewise, Zakat, if he did not pray last Ramadan, he still have time to pray Zakat during the year, any time. Likewise, Hajj, he prepared, Hajj became farad upon him, but he became sick or he could not get visa or there is some other reasons. So Hajj can be postponed. A sister cannot have mahram and Hajj can be postponed until she gets mahram. So there are excuses for each and every ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Salah. There is no excuse. If you are traveling, you still pray.
If you're at home, you still pray. If you are sick, you still pray. If you're lying on the bed, you still pray with the indication. If you don't have water, make tayammum and pray. No excuse, my brothers. No one will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawmul qiyamah and have some excuses. Ya Allah, because of this, I couldn't make it. Because of job, I couldn't make it. I was sleeping, overslept. All these excuses are not counted, is not valid with regard to the salat. Allah is not going to listen anybody. That's why while he was dying, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, last moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lips Mubarak was moving. And I heard he was saying, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Last advice from departing this world was worried and concerned about the salah. Oh my sahaba, oh my ummah, please don't miss your salah. Safeguard your salah and take care of your labors. That was the two advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dying last moment. May Allah give us tawfiq to take care of salah and practice all five times salah with the congregation.